My greatest archaeological discovery that belonged in a museum. I was digging in Eastern Europe. It was an old airplane field. There was a number of bunkers, and there was a house in the city that still had bullet holes in it. It was meant to be a reminder of what the city walls used to look like. They were building a new apartment building. In preparation for new infrastructure, there was a new dig. It was maybe 4 times my height. This was right at the edge of the old airfield. It was used as a landfill right after the war ended, or they were expanding it by bringing rubble from another landfill that would be during the war. It was a rough day. I woke up early and set off for the dig site. I had plenty of time left before the work crew showed up, so I focused on careful excavation of the site, layer by layer, artifact by artifact. I found many bottles. Some of them could have gone as far back as early 1800s, at least it seemed. I found graphite sticks dating back to early 40s. These were likely of military origin, used in batteries to power portable equipment. I hit a patch of redware, but it was hard to be sure because of all the red shingles and crushed brick. As I was trying to make sense of what I had on this site, I remembered a kid from across the city with a jar of black powder. Crazy son of a gun. He was saying it was trinitrotoluene that he extracted from rusted armor-piercing rounds, as in tank armor piercing. I hope he was wrong, and I hope he is okay. The only reason to have a deadly jar like that is to try to light it later on. Poor bastard. Just last month, early March 2021, a 550-pound or quarter-ton bomb was discovered over at Popovica, which wasn't that far away. It is no joke. The expert states that it was a Russian bomb of German manufacture and added that they have a name for them. Rusty Death. And explains that the rust is only on the surface. The bombs are still active and ready to explode. Search the internet for 550-pound World War II bomb in Munich, 2012, to see how enormous and city-shaking those explosions are. Since these bombs cannot be moved, the only safe way to remove them is to detonate them on purpose after evacuating the whole town, which could mean thousands of people. You don't become an archaeologist. Archaeology finds you when it has something to say. Then I saw it. It was a shiny, colorful, and beautiful round object, about the size of my hand. It was a crystal. At first, I thought the color came from it sitting in the ground so long, but now I am certain it was an iridescent crystal. I brushed away the deep, dark soil and gasped and just stood there holding it. It was a crystal snail. It was not some part of an expensive chandelier. It was a work of art that stood on its own. I couldn't believe it. I found a treasure lost to history, and it could be much, much older than the dig site itself. It could be a family heirloom. Who knows? But you know how it is. History will let you hold it, but it really belongs to her. For the moment that I held it in my hand, it seemed like time has stopped. But now, it began flowing again. And almost like after a loud explosion, I regained my hearing to discover I was being shouted at. The workers arrived at the site. They were packed in the bed of a huge dump truck that they used for moving the rubble as they dig. They were shouting because they saw a 9-year-old boy by the flat wall of a deep hole. These walls have a tendency to collapse. I still had to crawl out of there. It was still very deep for me. And the earth was really soft under your feet. I threw the crystal snail up on top of the wall that I had to climb, and as I made my way up there, among all the shouting and the truck being really close, I lost the sight of it. And I searched for it courageously until the workers were right there. But it was gone. I lost my magical treasure. Postscriptum. Here I mark the location of my dig site and where I lost my magical crystal snail. 51 degrees, 7 minutes, 34 seconds north, 16 degrees, 57 minutes, 25 seconds east. It could be beneath the sidewalk, but perhaps the hole I was in was the foundation for that 6-story building.